this is going to make Biggie laugh or smile. We've all had, except for Chris, Kelly's had them too, delivery experiences with DoorDash and whatnot. This may be one of the most unusual delivery stories of the year. We take you to O'Hare International Airport. Now, I'm old enough to remember when O'Hare was the busiest airport in the world.
Yes.
And the United States.
There was a time. Yeah.
That now belongs to Atlanta.
That's right.
That title.
That's right.
Still very busy. And about noon on Saturday, an unauthorized vehicle began driving through restricted areas at O'Hare.
Mm-hmm.
The car, they say, drove, quote, several miles along the interior and the secure roads at O'Hare, potentially crossing runways.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, someone in the air traffic control tower said, oh, we got a bogey.
Yeah.
On the ground.
Yeah, I guess.
And alerted security. Chicago police stopped the car and questioned the driver. Turns out, you're going to laugh, he was a DoorDash driver who got lost.
Lost his way and made it onto the runways at the airport, not just some little fly-by-night airport, O'Hare. Okay? That's a big one. That's one you've heard of.
I can speak on this a little.
Please do.
As a former delivery driver myself, who used to have to deliver to an airport, there are so many different parts of the airport that I could see how this could happen.
Well,
because there's not, I think when you think of the airport, you just think terminal.
Right.
But there's so many little offshoot hangars and things,
mm-hmm.
and businesses a mm-hmm. lot of times that have hangars, that sometimes you're just driving around and the next thing you know, you're in an area that you shouldn't be in. You don't even know how you got there.
But don't you feel that at O'Hare, there should be a fence up so you don't get on the runway?
Yeah, I mean, gated area. The places are gated to keep you out of the restricted area.
Right. I mean, I don't blame the driver so much as I blame, like, where's the security?
The signage.
Yeah. What if the guy wanted to disrupt things at the airport? You can get there.
I did deliver one time, though, to, like, a hangar.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a smaller hangar.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of joked. I said, I could just take my car out here on the runway if I wanted to. And they were like, oh, yeah, you could.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I pretty much drove through. Now, I did have to get buzzed in a gate.
Oh, right. Well, see, there you go. There you have it.
But
right.
I would think O'Hare would be safe. But I'm just saying, I could see when dark, you're driving around. Next thing you know.
This is new high noon on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. All right. What's the weather like in Chicago high noon on a Saturday in May? We don't know. We have an aviation expert.
But now imagine if this had been at night in the darkness. I mean, where no one noticed this person.
All right.
Headlights all look the same pretty much in the dark. This could have been really, really bad.
This could have been
terrible. Of course.
Boy, this is bad.
The police, of course, questioned the DoorDash driver, and the story checked out.
Yeah.
So no citations. No tickets. DoorDash is, quote, looking into the incident. I don't know whether this person will be continuing to drive for the company or not.
Well, I don't really feel like he should be maybe reprimanded a little bit. But, I mean, you know, he's just got his directions on his phone.
Yeah, and but to spin around, basically, just kind of circle and circle.
Well, I mean, what
sounds like.
But once he, I blame the airport more than I blame the driver.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
You know, you've got to buzz them into the place where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
DoorDash for Ken.
Do we have a Ken here?
And a plane's taking off right over, you know. Scary for him.
What was he delivering?
Well, yeah. There's who knows. And did it ever get to the person? Did it ever get to Ken?
Because if you're in the terminals, chances are you either eat at the food court, or you may have brought your own food.
I think it was to a hangar, I bet.
I would almost bet it was
like to the mechanics, or to somebody.
Private, I will tell you, if you fly private, because I used to deliver to some of the private plane hangars, and you would just walk in. I mean, a lot of times they had some nice, like, pilot lounges.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would have a lounge with recliners and was dark so you could rest.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'd deliver pizza to there for, like, the pilots who were waiting for whoever they flew into
their
town.
Clients.
Right.
Yeah. And so there are those offshoots that you could have been delivering to. That it was always if you delivered to the terminal, it was normally for an employee, and that was a nightmare.
I bet. To get into the airport, you got to go to the airport.
Because this is back, 20-some years ago where you had cell phones, but you still didn't have it wasn't with everyone all the time.
Right.
Whose pizza is it? Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And this is post 9/11 too. So I'd pull up with my, Papa John's car topper on and get a machine gun in my face, don't stop. And I'm like, I'm trying to deliver something. They're like, you can't park here. Next thing
pie in a bag.
And I would. Sometimes I just have to drive in a circle around the parking lot until finally someone would notice me and come running out. And again, I'd pull up and here comes somebody with a machine gun. I said no parking. And I'm like, he's getting his pizza.
Boy. If you're delivering a pizza to someone who's working inside an airport terminal,
mm-hmm.
how bad do the Sbarro people feel as you walk
exactly,
right
out? Exactly. Mm-hmm. You've got your Papa John's hood yeah. on, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I always figured it was like the gate agents. Maybe they couldn't get mm-hmm. to lunch. Or, you know, we all know airport food is pricey, too.
But Sbarro,
they get an
right
allowance
there,
if you work there?
No.
They don't let you, no?
They don't get one free meal?
No. God, no.
My daughter was just hired as a lifeguard at a very swanky country club.
That's exciting. That's a first real job.
Well, you pulled some strings.
We're trying to get swim privileges, but she gets one free meal per day for the summer.
From the little snack bar area?
Well, she gets free snacks and one free lunch, which would mean like a burger and fries, I guess, or a salad or something.
Well, that's exciting.
It is exciting. Yes, it is. I mean, I told her, I said, Kristen, 7 years behind the whistle. She said, can I pick his brain over this? We were talking last night. Actually, interestingly, I have a story that will merge both vehicles, cars, and blaming your wife. Remember how James Comey blamed his wife for their
8647?
Yeah. The unfortunate pattern of seashells there on the beach. Well, last night, my children are home, so I said, I'm remaining home. I mean, that's just how I am. If my kids are home, by golly, I'm home.
Didn't it rain?
Big time. And that has to do with this story, too.
Oh, there's more.
Very interesting about this, yes. First, though, Rico talking about driving into the wrong place. Rico, can you confirm, as Biggie has, that it can be done? Go ahead.
Yes, I do believe that. Many years ago, before Google Maps became popular, I was an 18-wheeler driver.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, some states, some places, their signs are really bad. Either they don't update or they don't add one at all. So I realized I missed my turn because I was trying to get back on the interstate, but I ended up in the Chicago airport where people being dropped off and picked up. So I was the only 18-wheeler in other cars.
I bet that's where this guy was.
And,
wow.
And let me tell you, let me just say this, because my brother was riding with me.
Mm-hmm.
We were expected to get pulled over by Chicago police, but he didn't care. So we just drove on.
Yeah. Man, they're pretty lax over at the Chicago airport, over at O'Hare.
Isn't that the one where the airport, where one of the runways goes, or taxiways goes right over the interstate? Is that O'Hare or is that Midway? I can't remember which is which.
One of them does. Which, yeah.
Thank you, Rico. That is a funny story.
He's driving an 18-wheeler around there.
That's right.
Burp, burp.
So that's right. So last night it was possible I could play pickleball, but I said, my children come first. No. I'm going to be home with my kids. And this has to do with, now it did rain buckets. Okay, buckets. So we're
out of the blue.
100%. This is exactly what the story, and it's blaming your wife, okay? So last night we're sitting there playing board games, as we often do when my son is home. There's
Dealer's choice?
Well, there's always a fight. You know, my daughter likes two or three games. My son likes two or three games. He once again brought up when I said the F word during that heated Clue battle. And I said, look, I want that.
Son,
I want,
that was 10 years
that's
ago.
That's a statute of limitations on this. I want that put to bed. But we're playing some whatever game, and suddenly the heavens just open up. I mean, it starts a heavy rain outside. Nobody thinks much of it. About 2 minutes later, my son says, I may have left my moonroof open. Okay. So it was really, he goes, nah, probably didn't. And it was tense. And I said, maybe you should check that. And it is pouring down rain.
Is the vein in the side of your temple pulsing?
I wasn't that overly concerned, but my wife said, you get out there and you check that right now. And he goes, all right, let me run get my keys. So he goes upstairs to get his keys. Exactly.
What am I up here for?
And
the keys!
It was pouring.
I'm FaceTiming.
Right. So my wife says, maybe you should go out there with him. And I said, I'm not going out there with him. I think he can handle this. She goes, I want to make sure he could lie to us and say the moonroof is closed when it's really not closed. And I said, well, I'm not going out there with him. She said, then I'll go. So she gets up. He plods back down the stairs. So they go to the side of the house where the car is parked, and I hear her, you get in that car! You close that moonroof! So she's screaming at him. I turn to my daughter and
Indications are, make it seem like he had left.
Yes. I say to my daughter, you see how I remain calm. Okay. They both come back. They're covered. I mean, they are just soaking wet. Well, he had not left the moonroof open. It was closed, but he had to get out there to see. So I was proud of him. And she kept yelling at him, saying, you need to make sure you need to know that moonroof is not open. This should not even have been a question.
Every single time you park.
Exactly. And he said, I didn't do anything wrong. And then I made my biggest mistake. And I said,
you piped up.
I piped up.
A little Miss Chime In.
Right. And I said, you didn't do anything wrong. Well, boy, that was it. Game over. We didn't play any more board games. And I was persona non grata in the house because I said, you know, he's right. He didn't do anything wrong.
The moonroof was closed.
He thought he may have left it open. He said, no, I think it's closed. Let me check. He did. It was closed.
Did it have to be a two-person operation?
No, it really didn't.
The boy's 20.
I think he's 20 years old. She goes, he doesn't know how to close that moonroof. I said, I think he does. And,
but under duress, does she think he could not do it under duress?
I guess that's right.
Yeah.
Battle conditions.
And in her mind, I had left her to go fight the battle in the rain. She looked like a wet rat.
Or it should have been you.
It should have been me. B, when they were, she kept on yelling at him, and I was like, he didn't do anything wrong. He had closed it, and then he checked to make sure. I said, which one of us have never been like, did I leave my window down and run out there? You know, we've done that before. And I just thought that's something I'm not going to blame him for closing it and then thinking, let me just go make sure, you know, that he closed.
Is it time to cut a new window in that wall so you can see the driveway without leaving
perhaps
the house?
Yeah. Maybe so. But we were in a different wing of the house. And so we had to go to walk through and everything. It was a really difficult operation.
I'm going upstairs to change.
The whine of the hairdryer. I'm going to be a while.
Yeah.
Yep. And I just turned to my daughter and I said, you see, I remain calm. Doing
you
all
see
of
why
that.
Daddy gets high.
Serenity now. Serenity forever.
I could have used an edible at that moment. Because I just felt like, why do you keep yelling at him? He has not done anything wrong. But in her mind, it should never have even been a question. You never, ever leave the movie. You know,
was he planning to go out later?
Yes, he was. Yes. And
I mean, I know I've done that a billion times. My cars didn't have sunroofs when we were teenagers or 20.
You leave the window down.
But we left windows
all the time, yeah.
And as he was getting his key, she said to me, aren't you more concerned about this? This will ruin the interior of that car if it's been left open. And I said, I think he probably closed it. He had already said, I'm almost sure I closed it.
Well, the flame shooting out of your eye should dry it. What did you say?
She was really, really, really mad. I did. And she kept boring in on him. And then she said, what do you have to say about this? And I said, well, I think he's right. He didn't do anything wrong. And boy, that was the wrong.
Yeah, you backed the wrong team.
Terrible. Oh, yeah. 100%. Even though my team won, it was like we won the battle, but we lost the war. There was no.
Right.
Why would I do something like that? I don't know. I've got to learn. I've been married almost 23 years. I should learn this by now.
Another game night tonight?
Well,
You're more clear on weather tonight.
Weather's more clear.
Well, they're expecting some storms, but not till later.
Not till later. So we're going to see. My children mean everything to me. But if I don't play pickle at least once every two or three days, I get out of practice.
Yeah.
So I might have to tell
them. It's tournament season.
It's tourney season. Spring Nationals are coming up. So it's possible I might be pickling tonight. I am getting some texts here. I'm getting some texts like maybe we could play.
Put a game together.
I thought you meant from her.
No. No.
You wait till you get home.